So tell me about your life before your baby brother came.
Life was pretty good. I got a lot of attention from my mom. And knowing that I was the last child, it just felt really good to get most of the attention out of all my other sisters.
So how were your sisters affected during that time?
They actually were affected majorly, just because of the reason that since I had all the attention, they were getting any. Knowing that I had most of the attention, they were getting really ignorant and impatient. Just the fact that I wasn't the baby no more. He was the baby. And I had to just live with knowing that my mom was gonna give him more attention than I had.
So you think that being the youngest is important because you have more attention?
Not just that. Knowing that my mom and my dad were always gonna be there for me was a great feeling. But at the same time, knowing that if I was sick at school and I needed someone to come pick me up, they weren't gonna be the person. It was gonna be my little brother. He was gonna get most of the attention. He was gonna get what he wanted.
So you think that just because your brother came, they won't pay attention to you anymore?
Not exactly anymore. But my mom just lacked a little bit of attention that I usually would get rather than other times.
What do you mean?
As in, when I was the baby, I got most of the attention because I was the youngest. But now that I'm growing older and there's a new baby, I don't get that attention. So my mom rarely shows that affection at times.
So you've been telling me that all your emotions are about the attention your family gives. Are your emotions on for something else?
Yes.
Which is?
The emotions that I have are based on attention, but also maturity. After my little brother came, I grew so much. My mom placed me in a lot of situations where I had to be the bigger adult, and I had to take care of my little brother, change the diaper, get him his bottle. I was a big impact in his life, too.
Were you truly grateful for him?
Honestly, he's the biggest impact in my whole life, and I'm so grateful for him. He's like my little savior, honestly. I love him so much, and knowing that I have him as a little brother is honestly just a gift from God.
So that's before. What about life now?
Life is honestly great. I'm going through so much now that I'm in seventh grade. And I go home every single day, and I'm just so happy. I have these two amazing little brothers, three amazing great sisters, and I have the best family to support me. Life is honestly great. Here I have my ups and downs, but they're always gonna be with me. My little brothers, they're honestly the greatest thing. And I know I said that before, but I just had to like implant that in my brain because they are the greatest impact and they are the greatest thing. I had to take care of my little brothers here and there, but it's such a great honor just to be with them.
Were there any times when you actually hated having a little brother?
Yeah, they do get on my nerves at times. And they're probably on my nerves 24/7, but I'm just blessed to have them.
What have you learned through the whole brotherly experience?
The key right now is patience. I have so much patience with them. And it's honestly the highest level I have with anything. Because before, I'd get ticked off so easily. But now I have such a good level of patience, I could take care of anything. And it's honestly just a big impact in my life at school too. Because sometimes I have no patience, but now that I do have patience, it's much easier. As in, I need to take an initiative to know the steps of taking care of my little brother.
So do you have any advice for people out there who's going through the same situation as you?
Yeah, I do. If you're having a hard time living with the fact that you're not the baby anymore, don't take it to the heart, because your parents do love you, and they're not gonna stop loving you for a very, very long time, or forever. They love you with all their heart. And just because a new family member is coming to the family doesn't mean that they're gonna stop loving you any less or any more. They're still gonna love you the exact same.